Good evening, and welcome to the Church of the Holy Spirit for evening Mass.
I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to be partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats takes away sins. For this reason, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, "As is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law." Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
This is one of the many Marian feast days throughout the year, and this is the Annunciation, and it's 9 months before December 25th, Christmas, because this is when Mary conceives by the Holy Spirit, and the angel announces conception to her. So we celebrate that, preparing for Christmas. This is a big point in the
Second reading was from Hebrews today. It's talking about sacrificing bulls and goats and sin offerings. And then it talks about, I've taken away the first for the second. And this is talking about the two covenants. So as Christians, we believe the Bible's two testaments, Old Testament, New Testament, or Old Covenant, New Covenant, Old Contract, New Contract. The Old Contract is with Moses, and it teaches us how to get rid of our sins through sacrifices, which happened at the Jewish temple. And then the New Contract is Jesus Christ is the priest and the victim, and he makes a sacrifice on the cross once and for all, and the Mass is a re-entrance into this moment that's outside of time and inside of time at the same time. So we renew this covenant over and over again through the priesthood of Jesus Christ. So today, the Annunciation, we're kind of like celebrating the end of the Old Covenant, the beginning of the New Covenant, or like almost from a Christian perspective, it's changing from a black and white understanding of God to a colorful understanding of God. God's entering into the world in a new way so we can understand him more fully, and he can more fully enter us into a deeper contract. On the different Marian feast days, people like to do certain things on feast days or remember things by feast days. Kind of our Catholic culture is we remember maybe like certain dates of certain feast days and mark the calendar that way. So this is always March 25th, always 9 months before December 25th. We all know December 25th. So I was reading a journal from a while ago. I'm reading a journal from when I was a foreign exchange student in China, and I started reading it lately because there's the Chinese virus, and I was just kind of like hearing the word China and Chinese over and over again struck me with nostalgia, and I haven't read this journal in a long time. I was there my junior year from Messiah College as an exchange student at a foreign language university called Dalian Waiguo Yushuiyuan. And when I was there, I didn't know anything. I didn't know any Chinese. I picked China because it was one of only two programs I could do without missing any of my wrestling season. So I just jumped into it. And when I was first there, I already kind of knew I wanted to be a priest at that point. I kind of wanted to see if my vocation would follow me when I was on the other side of the world, and like if it was just something based on the culture I was in, or if taking away everything would make a difference. And like many of you can't receive the Eucharist right now, I didn't know how to get to church or even how to talk to anybody to get to church. And I lived with all foreigners, and most of them could not speak English. My roommate could not speak English. He's from Russia. And the point of having all these foreigners at a foreign language university is so the Chinese people studying all the languages of the world could match up with us. And so I eventually like ran into a friend who became my language partner, and she kind of like coached me and helped me with my Chinese, and then I would help her with her English. So early on, when my Chinese was not functional in any way whatsoever, we were gonna go and see the city, and it was like maybe a month in, so I hadn't been to church at all. And somebody I was talking to, a spiritual mother of mine, and she was saying, you need to find a church while you're there. So I asked, her name was Xiao Bin, where if we could, we were out one day, we went to like a ping pong gym and played ping pong. And I was like, on the way home, I was like, do you think we could try to find a Catholic church? And she's Buddhist and has never been in any type of Christian church before. And she's like, I guess we can ask. So she started asking people, and they took us to these different places, and it was like a wild goose chase for a couple hours, and eventually we found a Catholic like compound. And the way the Catholic Church works in China is it's kind of like this patriotic church where it's sanctioned by the government, and there's all kinds of complications diplomatically with the Vatican and China and the Catholic Church. So we go into a Chinese Catholic church, and we're in there, and it's actually super crowded. And we're sitting down for a little bit, and we were there for like 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to go back here tomorrow, because it was Saturday evening, the vigil mass. And I decided I was going to go back the next day. And my friend, Xiaobin, she is not Catholic anyways. And she thought it was interesting, but we didn't need to stay there after a long day. So we started kind of sneaking out the back after we saw where it was. And on the same campus, because of the way the Patriotic Church works, there's also a foreigner's church where people who aren't Chinese are allowed to kind of worship in a like Catholic church that's not affected by the Chinese government. And this foreign church was run by Koreans, so it was all Korean, and the language is Chinese and Korean. And so my friend Xiaobin couldn't speak Korean, and we got dragged into this by some young Koreans in this young Korean youth group, and we finished the mass with them, and then they had coffee with us, and they could understand Chinese and English. Some of them could understand of each. So we talked a little bit, and I got adopted into this youth group, and it was the first time I received communion since I'd been there, and the first time I'd been kind of plugged into the Universal Church. And as I was reading my journal, that was March 25th, the Annunciation, and Mary herself is a symbol of the church because she carries the body of Christ. She represents being a mother to all Christians, and so is a unification symbol of the church. So for me, not realizing at that time that it was a Marian feast day or that that was important, reflecting and reading my journal for the first time and seeing that that was the feast day of the Annunciation, and today was the day I was reading the journal, was pretty amazing for me. And I think that's a really cool thing of Catholic culture for us, to always check the Catholic calendar and see how certain saints are interceding for us and how that saint's story or what's happening on that feast day might match up with something that's kind of being forced or like pushed in our lives. And there's a creed today because it's a solemnity. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Joining our voices together as one, we raise our prayers to God, the Almighty Father.
For the leaders of the church, may the Lord richly bless them in their ministry and protect them from all evil that surrounds them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord,
hear our prayer.
For our national leaders, may God grant them compassion and insight in acting for the common good. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and all those who care for them, may God grant them healing, relief, and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our local faith community, may the Holy Spirit continue to empower us in saying yes to what God asks of us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. For all those who have died, may they be welcomed into the heavenly kingdom by Mary and the saints in heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for today's Mass intention, the repose of the soul of Donald Kramer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Almighty Father, we ask all these things through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Be pleased, Almighty God, to accept your church's offering so that she who is aware that her beginnings lie in the incarnation of your only begotten Son, may rejoice to celebrate his mysteries on this solemnity, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For the Virgin Mary heard with faith that the Christ was to be born among men and for men's sake, by the overshadowing power of the Holy Spirit, lovingly she bore him in her immaculate womb, that the promises to the children of Israel might come about, and the hope of nations be accomplished beyond all telling. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which we poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith.
Celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection. We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Ronald, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Oh,
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Confirm in our minds the mysteries of the true faith, we pray, O Lord, so that confessing that he who was conceived of the Virgin Mary is true God and true man, we may, through the saving power of his resurrection, merit to attain eternal joy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May God, who through the childbearing of the Blessed Virgin Mary willed in his great kindness to redeem the human race, be pleased to enrich you with his blessing. Amen. May you know always and everywhere the protection of her through whom you have been found worthy to receive the author of life. Amen. Amen. May you who have devoutly gathered on this day carry away with you the gifts of spiritual joys and heavenly rewards. Amen. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.